Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Lovers are in the house for fantasy suites, honey. The sexual tension in the room is hot. It is. Come on, you know what? We have lovers here that are just saying they're about to go on an Italian getaway. That's nice.
It is. I'm very excited.
Where in Italy are you going?
We're going to Florence and Rome.
I've never been to Florence. I love Rome.
Really?
Oh, my God, Florence.
You would love
is
Florence.
It?
Very romantic.
Oh, my God.
It's the best.
Best.
I loved Rome. I loved Tuscany. I loved Venice. Hello and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arda Marie, coming to you from the very bougie sound studio in New York City. It's our last in-person one in New York for a little while, which is kind of sad because I feel like I've come to New York and I'm making friends. This is my friendship tour of the East Coast. With me today are our rookies. And I feel like, you know what? And my mom made a goal to make one new friend a year. And I feel like I very much enjoyed getting to know you guys. This is our third time doing the podcast together. I feel like we're becoming pals.
Yes.
I would like to come. Dr. Banana and I, who's not here right now, but Anna and I talk about, because she's been on tour with the Workaholics guys. But when she's done after the new year, she wants to come and we want to come visit you guys.
Oh, definitely.
You must come to the house.
Dr. Shamim Shamal is vegan. So we're like, he can't come because New Jersey can't do vegan.
No, they can. They're Fat Troy opened down the street, which is a new vegan Asian restaurant. Fantastic.
Well, with us today are our rookies of the year. You know them as the stars of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Excuse me, one of the fellas just opened up BravoCon and killed it. Also, I need to tell you that your makeup brushes, Candy Couture.
Yes.
I literally got rid of all of my other brushes. I have a set in LA, a set in New York. These are the brushes that I use. They're so great. They're affordable. They feel just like the bougie brushes that you would get at like Bergdorf's or Nordstrom. You can get them at Walmart. A gorgeous sets for the holiday.
Thank you.
Candy Couture. Loved it. Margaret Joseph and Joe Benigno.
Yay.
Oh, thank
We're
you.
We're so excited to be here. I'm
Thanks
so
for having
thrilled.
Us.
Oh,
Thanks,
my God.
Arden.
It's my pleasure. So this is your second Bachelor season. So you guys got the boring Zach. I couldn't even. Zach.
Yeah, that's what it was, Zach.
It was Zach. The greatest bachelor, in my opinion, of all time.
The golden bachelor. I love him.
Tell me overall your thoughts on the season. Is Marge Sr. watching The Golden Bachelor?
I think Marge Sr. was like, this isn't for me. But then I got her into it. I think Marge Sr. was like a little jealous.
I think she wants to be on it.
She should be.
She wants to be the Golden Bachelorette.
She should be.
What do you think, Joe?
I don't know about that.
Why do you think she's difficult?
She's difficult. She would never pick. You could get 20 or 30 really hot looking guys, rich and all, and she would pick them apart where they would cry.
No, okay. I don't know why. She'd probably sleep with all of them.
I wish she would.
Well, she likes acrobatics.
Yes.
Does she? She likes acrobatics.
That's what she said that once.
Wow. Wow. You mean like in the bedroom?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I cannot. I am not acrobatic in the bedroom.
That's
nothing to,
fun.
You know, I don't want to put that really out there, but I'm not acrobatic.
You
sorry.
Know what? I mean, at a certain point, we're tired, you know?
Yes. I let Joe dominate in the bedroom.
That's not.
He wants to flip me around. That's okay. But
that's
I'm not flipping
fun.
Myself.
No. You want a guy that can kind of be like, because you know what? We take charge. You want
yes.
a guy that's kind of like, I got this.
Exactly. I take charge out of the bedroom. He can take charge in the bedroom.
I like
right,
that.
Joe?
I like
that. I think
that.
Either one of you are flippable.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Joe Bendig.
Yes, I love it.
Well, here we are. Now, who were you overall? How great were the women of this season?
The women were fantastic.
The friendships.
The bonding.
The bonding.
They made a lot of friends. They liked each other. They got along, even when other girls were getting picked.
Yeah. I felt like, honestly, the only tension we had was Zip It Kathy, and even that was fun to watch.
Zip It Kathy was fantastic. She was hilarious.
Now, I had dinner with somebody the other night, and it turns out, and it was growing up, it was her friend's mom is Kathy. And I was like, is she tough? And she's like, yeah, she's kind of tough, but like, that's what's fun. You need a catch. That's the most harmless villain we've ever had.
Yes. Yeah.
She looked great at the reunion.
I know. She looked, I think she had some face filler.
She did.
She was very thin prior to that, and I think her face looked better. She might have had a little more work done.
She did. Whatever she did, I was like, I want to know what that is, because she looked great.
She did.
And the makeup looked great. It's hard to do your own makeup.
I know. These women, terrible.
Wait. They don't have anybody to do their makeup?
No, they don't do it on the shows.
Which kind of show do they have where they don't have someone to do makeup?
No, it's honestly only recently, I feel like.
I know, that's not right.
And although I have to go and say, it looked like none of them had anyone help with the hair.
Nobody does. It was just Susan. Susan was doing everybody's hair.
Susan was amazing. Susan had good style.
We love Susan. No rain shall fall on Susan. And I felt like, who should get a hair contract? Edith and her bouncy curls.
Well, Edith was sent home way too early. Gary doesn't like the hot babes.
He doesn't like the blondes.
He doesn't like the blondes.
He likes like the athletic. Faith and Leslie looked very similar to me.
Faith.
That's a nice sweater.
Oh, thank you.
That's a bougie sweater.
Little Love Shack fancy.
Dead gorgeous. Who would you have picked if I may ask? I'm not trying to cause marital strife.
You might not remember the names.
Would you like Faith with the horse? Or you like Joan?
No, you don't like those kinds. You don't like athletic women. You like bombshells.
I thought Faith was, she was nice.
She was nice.
Well, just think of all the women.
But she wouldn't go and leave her horse.
No, she was going to leave the horse.
No.
Would that have been a deal breaker for you? Would you have cut somebody that wasn't going to leave their dead horse?
No, I like that stuff.
That's nice.
Like for me, that would have been okay.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, listen, Joe. I wouldn't leave Tenafly, New Jersey. You were
tough. I swear to God.
Did you grow up in New Jersey?
I was born in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I lived there till I was like 11. Moved to New York.
Yeah.
And then moved back for my first husband from New York City.
Where did you live in the city?
I lived on 82nd and Lexington.
That's nice.
Yeah, I was an Upper East Side girl.
Okay, I could see that.
At the time, I was.
Did you have cute little outfits?
I had cute little outfits. I worked in the Garmin Center.
Then
I moved to New Jersey, and then I've been there ever since.
That's thriving.
Thriving. And the funny part is I told Joe, you have no choice but to move, you know, where I live in New Jersey.
Where did you live?
I lived in Union, New Jersey.
Okay, so you're
you didn't move from Union to be with me. Where did you?
No,
you grew
no.
up in Union.
I grew up in Union. Then I had quite a few houses in Hillsdale.
Fancy.
Hillsdale, New Jersey.
Okay. And then now, I mean, Tenafly is gorgeous.
No, we live in Englewood now. But Tenafly, Englewood, we lived in
Tenafly, Englewood, Alpine,
all of that.
Yeah, it's all very nice.
I grew up going, we had fake cousins that lived in Tenafly and Alpine.
Fake cousins.
We had fake cousins, and we would have to go. They always had boys.
What's their last name?
The Mussers.
I feel like, do I know them?
Louise Musser, Alec and John Musser.
I feel like I know the last name.
Alec listens sometimes. Yeah, the Mussers, and I would, they were boys, and it was like, you know, they just ended up being very handsome boys, but at the time it was just like hell on earth. I looked like Barb from Stranger Things. I looked like a little boy, and like it wasn't cool at the time. You know what I mean? It wasn't an accepting period to have like short hair as a little girl. And they would just like lock me in the closet and throw spiders. But we used to go to Six Flags, which was fun.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah,
that is fun.
Loved. So here we are. I got to tell you, to me, This was as tense of an episode. This was like watching, if I was an elegant person and I watched Breaking Bad, I didn't. I would imagine.
Oh my God.
I would imagine this would be like watching The Wire or Breaking Bad. Like if I had any class, this was such a nail biter.
This episode, I was riveted.
I don't think there's ever been a better hour of television, including Sopranos, including The Wire.
This season is TV gold. I have told everybody to watch it. Joe, you love it.
I thought the show was kind of unbelievable with him.
Did you cry? That opening shot when he, in the silence, and he's so handsome, and they put in the hearing aids in silence, and then they start playing Cat Stevens. You can't, I lost it. I'm like, you can't put Cat, here's what I'm shocked. I love the fun trash that is The Bachelor. They actually can do it. They had elegance. They didn't talk down to the women.
No.
They didn't make depend jokes or whatever. Like, they didn't belittle them. They made them sleep in the bunk beds. I thought they did such a great job casting it.
They did. That was the best. I loved it so much. And I said it was, but Joe, you did say Gary was going to throw up a few times.
I predicted every single time when he was about to get sick.
Like, oh my cry. God. He was a big crier, which I like it.
Okay. But no.
He was like, you know, a little too much sometimes.
He's not going to be your Joe in the bedroom if he's crying all the time.
Well, he could be. I don't know. He shocked me with the tattoo.
The lion. So before we get started to Fantasy Suites, one of our guests, Tammy Sager, she threw down to me a crazy number that she thinks that Gary's been with 19 women since Tony died.
No. I think he's maybe slept with
two.
No, since Tony died, maybe one.
Two. Tops.
I mean, he didn't answer when Leslie asked when was the last time you had sex, which made me go, has he had sex since Tony?
He might not. I mean, he's a hot guy. He maybe slept with Tony's best friend.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
That does happen.
That does happen. You will not sleep with any of my best friends, Jeff.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, never. No, it does. It happens.
You know what I'm afraid of?
I would come back and I'll haunt my best friend.
No, if I was pre-deceased Joe, which God forbid that happens since he's older than me.
Oh, really, God forbid, because then what would I do?
Yeah, I would. No, I'm afraid someone else will have my clothes.
Oh, no.
My clothes could only go to
Marge, I promise you now, I will bury you with all your clothes.
No, I don't want that. I'll take whatever Lexi
doesn't want.
Yes, exactly.
I'll take round three.
He could go to Arden and Lexi.
I'll take whatever Lexi.
Or my daughter-in-law's.
Leslie,
but only the ones that I like.
I'll be round four. I'll get the leftovers.
Only the daughter-in-law's I like.
We don't know if you like any of them.
No, I do. There's two daughter-in-law's I like.
That's good.
We won't name them.
Look, it's Taylor Swift.
You better not.
I won't.
You know what?
We have a few in the rounds, but every week it changes.
That's what keeps it interesting. That's life. That's family. People like a little goss. Here we are. We have Leslie and Teresa. First of all, I was shocked that these were the final two, but okay.
I was shocked Leslie made the final two, truthfully.
And how about, I was also shocked. I was shocked he likes a slightly needy brunette.
Yes.
It looked from the very beginning that he was going to go with Teresa and someone else.
I felt Faith got that first impression, Rose.
I wanted Faith to win.
Joe wanted Faith.
You know what? I didn't want Faith at first because I didn't trust her with the guitar, and now I don't trust Leslie.
She did look like a plant.
Oh, because she looked fake.
Yeah.
It looked too, you mean the guitar or the?
Like the producers, just sort of slipped her in knowing that she would probably win.
Well, that's the thing. It's often when the people that are there for fame and they bought or to get like a record deal or something. And then as I got to know Faith, I realized that was my own judge bias because of seasons past. I actually think this woman was maybe nervous and that maybe calmed her down. So
yes.
I admit I think I misjudged her. However, I think Faith, who's maybe or maybe not slept with Prince, which is an intimidating thing to be compared to, and has
exactly
is a sexy dancer, has been married twice, once to a hot chef. I don't think she wants the Gare Bear. I don't think she's gonna
Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie doesn't. Yeah, I agree. Well, you know what it is where Leslie's like, well, you have to teach me, and
oh my God.
I've never had. Well, she was just like. Which till death do us part.
Yeah, she's.
But I don't know if she's holding back. She's nervous to get hurt.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's literally like talking herself into it. Like, I should want this, but it's, I think, look, if you like a bad boy, you like a bad, I think her chemicals are not jingled. I think this is on paper. This is the right
guy.
That's
a good word. I'm going to steal it. Chemicals aren't jingled.
Yeah, I think that's not happening. Here we are. Up top. We have a lot of people that don't actually watch the show. So I just watch.
What? Wait. People don't watch this show? It is the best show on television.
It is the best show on television.
I think it's funny that Joe and I, you got us addicted.
Oh, man, it's the best.
It is.
It's the best. Well, you're in now.
We're totally in.
Oh, my God. And you were so fun at our live show.
Oh, my God. That was the best.
Next time we do another one, watch out.
Can't wait.
Okay, here we go. So, Leslie, we see the opening credits. We see a little preview of her asking, when was the last time you had sex? And he says, with myself or someone else. I will say he and Leslie laugh a lot.
Yes, they do.
Which is nice and important.
She finds him very entertaining.
Yeah, they laugh. And he laughs with her.
Yes.
You guys must laugh a lot.
Yeah, we laugh nonstop about very inappropriate things.
Me too. Dr. Shamwem Shamau and I laugh a lot, which is...
Yes, I love that.
I love that name.
Dr. Shamwem Shamau. So it's the Fantasy Suites. We're in Costa Rica, and he's 72, and he's like, I thought when I retired at 55 that all my greatest adventures are behind me. Little did I know, here I am 17 years later. The greatest adventure of all is happening at this resort and spa in Costa Rica. But this, where he's like, you know, people talk about Fantasy Suites. I'm just looking for some closed door time, an opportunity to be physically intimate with each other. I feel like he's kind of like progressive in how he seems like, yeah.
Yes.
We get down. Like,
you know, he, yes. And I mean, and he had deep thoughts and the way he spoke about it.
Obsessed with him.
Yeah. Like, you, Joe, you would say you want to fool around. I mean, you don't talk about it in such a way.
Oh, no. Literally, Dr. Shamawa is like, I will get texts from him that are not even, like, it's like I'm dating an 11-year-old. That is,
I know.
Like, I mean, literally, if you looked at my phone, it's just like, it's not even about sex. It's like, hey, guess what? I just pooped. You're like, what?
I'm
dating like a 4-year-old. Like, what is happening?
Yes, I know. Joe, sometimes you say things.
I can understand
just like,
that.
I grew up in such a repressed New England, but I'm like, it makes me laugh. I'm like, this is good for you. Yeah. You're free. Good for you. So he's like, I'm in love with both women. He's like, do people my age still knock boots behind closed doors? I mean, so cute.
It was.
And so he's hoping that, so he's talking to Jesse. And so they're talking like, so Jesse's awkwardly basically trying to be like, are you guys gonna bone? And he will not say it. And it's like, Jesse, you're an adult man. And he goes, he's like, well, do you think your parents will get at it? And then Jesse goes, TMI, Gary. I'm like, dude, you're...
Jesse, yeah, cut me a break.
And he's like, look, I want to be able to talk without a filter. I want pillow talk. I want intimacy with pillow talk because there's proximity. I love pillow
that
talk.
That was. I love pillow talk. We have a lot of pillow talk.
I have a lot
That's
of pillow talk.
That's the only
talk.
Time they talk.
Yes. Pillow talk is where you have like your fun little dates. That's
it's
like
true.
To me how you keep romance alive. I think pillow talk is so key.
It is. You have to have that.
Do you have pillow talk in the morning or at night?
Both.
In the morning, it's tough with her because, honestly, she's on that freaking phone.
Are you?
No, Joe, I don't like to get out of the bed right away.
I know, and I like to talk to all my friends.
Do you phone or text?
I call. I like to get on the phone.
Me too.
I don't like to text as much.
Like
things
this.
Get lost in the text.
No, I like that you're a caller.
I'm definitely a caller.
You're a caller.
I'm an old school.
I like that. I like that about you.
Things get lost in the translation. It's just as easy to pick up the phone. I wouldn't sit there with my little fingers texting everybody.
You're such a snow bunny right now. I'm
oh, that's so funny.
Well,
I have my sunglasses on because everybody, just so you know, I think I have pink eye or a sty.
Great. Well.
I'm just making a formal announcement.
Okay, great. I won't rub my eye on your eye.
No.
Okay, great. So then Leslie, he's like, I think Leslie could be a life partner. And he goes, and he's literally like, he's saying, when I said to Leslie, I love you, and then she leaned into my chest, I felt a shudder. He's so horny for Leslie.
He is.
That
he is.
Wall kiss, he's so horny
yeah,
for Leslie.
Yeah, exactly.
And horny might win, but it could be
what
a quick fleeting.
I don't know because, you know what, at first I thought it was going to win until I saw, which we don't want to go
with. But it was a shock. Oh, this episode had me screaming.
Yes, because I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen with Leslie.
We all did. We were like, well, we could just stop the season now. What are we doing?
I know.
Here?
I thought he was going to say, I'm not even going on the date with Teresa. Didn't you think that?
I literally thought, because we've seen that happen where they just call off the other date. That's happened before. And you're like, what? So he's like, with Teresa, I have warm, safe feelings. He sounds like Kermit, so that's
yes.
what I do. He's like, but there's a. He's like, you know, we bonded because there's a hole in our hearts because of their last spouse. But I've been holding back from telling her that I love her. But it doesn't mean that I don't love it. But is there sexual intimacy there? It's like he's saying, I'm not as horny for Teresa.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, that's well, Teresa kind of looks like Marlene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Bright red lipstick.
There you go.
Yeah, it's the lipstick. She wears too much lip gloss. And, you know, not there's anything wrong with that, but she...
You want to give her a makeover.
I want to dial her back with the lip gloss.
You know, that's okay. You can give her a makeover. So then Jesse, he's like, so are we going to get at it? And then... And he's like, you mean like how babies are made, Jesse? And he's like, look, I don't want to rush it. But if they're into it, great. Why not? He goes, do I want to have sex, Jesse? What are you, crazy? What are you, nuts? You know, maybe. It could be the last time I have the opportunity in my life. Heck yeah. But like, I might not tell you.
Oh, there you go. That's a gentleman.
That is a gentleman. I like that.
Yeah. And he goes, look, let's face it. It's been a while. He was fun. He's like,
yes.
Yeah, I'm horny. Yeah, I'm not dead, Jesse.
Do we think he needed a Viagra?
I was going to say that.
Probably, right?
I don't know.
But I mean, if it's been that long. Really?
Joe Benigno, do you need a Viagra?
I've never even touched one of those.
Are you serious? Good for you.
Very impressive.
Interesting.
And how old are you? 68.
60 freaking eight.
May I ask?
You just turned 68.
You look great.
He does look great.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Go right ahead because you're going to anyway.
Have you ever taken one of those hair pills? Because hair pills can really poison a boner.
No, I have a whole head of hair, and I don't need that either.
No, you don't need it. But that's what I'm saying. Be careful to our listeners. Those hair pills can really...
Oh, I bet it... I hope my son never took that.
Those hair pills, like, it's like whatever the ones are
whatever those ones are,
they really can fuck with your erections. Just so you know.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, there you go. Just a heads up. Be careful.
Thank God you have hair.
There you go. Thank God.
And no bones.
And erections.
You've got hair and erections.
And listen,
win-win.
There's nothing wrong with people who have to take a Viagra.
No.
I don't think it's a big deal.
No.
So then Leslie is first. And Gary is like, look, he's like, this is a forever thing. I want to be forever. And Leslie's been married twice. So she's kind of getting freaked out when he was like, this is till death do us part. She's like, well, I've never had that.
She doesn't sign up for that.
That's what's interesting.
Yeah, like she wasn't like gung-ho about that.
No, look, I am a divorcee and I thought I was going to be married forever. Like I didn't go in thinking, I was like, yeah, I'm in. This is happening. You know?
It's no one goes.
No, she's planning ahead.
I know.
She's looking for number four.
I think so.
I'm not in, you know, she's only in her early 60s. She could use a little facelift, Leslie. Now that I'm going to say it.
Oh, my God. That is exciting. I think facelifts are exciting.
I do, too. Leslie, she looks good. She's in great shape, but she could use a little facelift.
How painful is a facelift?
Minimal.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Right, Joe? I was
good about it.
Yeah, right. Nothing with nothing.
Okay, great. Well, that's good to know. Dr. Banana, you and I, down the line, we'll go check into a boutique hotel for like a month
it's
somewhere.
It's so easy.
Okay, so then.
You don't need it. I mean, you're very tight.
Well, there.
And youthful.
Thanks. Okay, great. So then they rappel down a 170-foot cliff to go get into a waterfall. And she goes, ooh, you've got such big feet. I'm impressed they found shoes to fit you. So this is where we find out, in theory, there's a good chance Gare Bear is packing some mage heat in the downstairs.
Yes, exactly. And I think she was looking for that. I mean, she's a horny girl. She was like,
she's horny.
Big feet.
Yeah.
She wanted some girth.
Yeah, she was there for that.
She did.
I mean, he must have big feet that she's pointing it out.
Yes, he had big feet. Now, I just want to point out, I don't know if that's always it, because Joe's feet aren't that big. And you pack girth also.
I got big fat feet.
Good for you.
No, you have little fat feet.
He's got like a chode feet, but
he has chode feet, but in the pants there's no chodes.
Yes, that's nice. Good job, Joe.
Thank you.
I'm so proud.
He's got hair.
Hair.
He doesn't need a Viagra.
Never. No.
And he does. And he's just chode only in the feet.
Yes, only chode feet. But they're pretty. They're gorgeous feet.
I remember you said that.
I told you. I have a thing about the feet.
Yes, and they're gorge.
Mm-hmm.
And other people have said it.
I bet.
Right, Joe?
I'm going to go on that, what's that thing?
Oh, Wiki Feet.
No. We're going to go on, what is Larsa Pippen on?
I don't know.
You put out pictures of your feet and people pay
what
you.
Is that?
Oh, OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Oh, OnlyFans, where people pay you.
Yeah,
what
you
is
should
that?
Do that for your feet. Who's your best guy friend on, who's your number one on the call sheet for you guy friend on New Jersey? I love them
Frank.
At New Jersey. Frank.
And Joe, both
Frank
of
and Joe, both.
I love
they're
them.
They're even, because Joe and Frank.
They're so sweet. I like an Evan.
They're a lot of fun.
He's sweet. Okay, so then they're going down, and I have to say, it looks scary going down that waterfall.
Yes, when they were rappelling down,
You would never do that.
I would never. I would.
I'm not doing it.
I'm braver when cameras are going. I'll do things on film that I wouldn't do in real life that are like, I'm not particularly daredevil-y in real life, but if I have to do something while filming something, I will.
Yes. If I was getting paid, I'd do it.
Yeah, but that looked like there was a lot of moss and like it looked like
the moss.
Like it, she was having a hard time catching her feet, but he was very calming, present, soothing. I felt like he was very sexy. He's the kind of date you want. He's not going to leave you there.
No, he was very catching. Oh, you got this. You know,
you would
very
take care of your Marge.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
Undertaker.
Yes, Joe's very good at that. He was very encouraging and nurturing, and I did think he was very good with her.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then so then he's like, look, they're going down. He keeps going, oh, my God, are you okay? And she says he feels like home.
That's a nice thing to say.
Now, when they give, I have to say, even though I haven't been up till now rooting for the haunted doll, I've now come around on her after I want to say I'm open to admitting when I've judged. I felt like by the end of the episode, I liked her more. But I felt like she got kind of the stinker of the date, where this one had the adrenaline date where you bond. And I felt like this was like the sexy date. Now, she's also older and maybe she didn't want to go down the waterfall, but this was the sexy date.
Yes, they were going on the horseback and they were going through the water. But he was like ignoring her in that
part. Ignoring her, which was weird, which we'll get to.
He was icing her.
Because he was still thinking about the other one.
Yes, exactly.
And he admitted it.
That's right.
So then they get to the bottom rappelling and he hugs her and he goes, you did great. We have a story to tell. I love you. I'm so proud of you. You conquered that. His caretaker daddy vibes. Like, he likes that she's sort of like a kitty cat that you gotta coax out.
Yes.
Likes that she, everybody likes a little bit of a challenge.
He also likes to be, he likes to be needed. He likes that.
And he's like, her barriers are coming down. He's like, but sometimes things are hard there are things that are hard to say. And they are kissing in the water and they're like super horny. They're kissing in the water. And he's like, I want to make sure that I am unbiased. That I know I'm seeing with rose colored glasses. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the most lack of game, call off the rest of the search. Dinner into the evening, into the pillow tuck that we've ever seen. Are you guys ready for that?
What? We're so ready.
I can't wait.
What is your fantasy?
You.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay, so here we are. They're back. They'll be kissing in the water. He's like, I don't want rose-colored glasses. And this is where she really lost me.
I want to know, like, did we see all the wandering hands?
Now, I will say, I felt like they kept cropping it in a way more like they were protecting him. So they were we haven't really seen a shirtless 72-year-old man before on TV. Yes. I felt like they were filming it in a way that was sort of getting America ready to watch an older man make out with no shirt on television. Wait. So here we are. And he goes, you know what? I just realized, and he's so thoughtful in his words. He's like, just occurred to me. He always seems delighted and well-spoken. He's like, it just occurred to me that you've not asked me any of those hard questions in a while. He's like, and I don't want to just give a pass on all those things. And she's like, okay. Yeah. When's the last time you had sex with someone? And he was like, oh, by myself or someone else?
That was a good answer.
And she's like, it's been a long time. And she's like, mine's been a year. And I thought
that she's a little dippy.
I just felt like it was like
shallow.
Also, I remember her being sad after doing the sexy dance at the talent show and being like, people never pick me to be the final. Like, and again, I'm not trying to like slut shame anybody, but it's like he's already super attracted to her. He's already like clearly like sex is not the issue for like he wants to get to know you a little bit. I'm sure it could be a nervous tic, but like have a conversation.
Yeah, have some fucking depth.
Have a little depth.
Oh, I cursed. Is that okay?
You can curse.
Yeah.
Have some fucking depth.
I thought the same thing. I was like, this guy's pretty deep, which I love that he's 72. He's smart.
Yeah.
You know, have some depth.
What would you think if that was you would love it. Would you love it? If that.
Well.
What would you, I mean, if that, would you, like he was trying to get to know her. I felt like he was a little disappointed in that.
He was disappointed. I
don't understand it because if some girl was asking me about sex and we're in that kind of situation, I would be like, well, let's go for a ride.
Shamwa would have been so excited as well.
Yes, but so the whole thing is, Joe, if like you want to get to know someone and you're thinking you're going to spend the rest of their life with them and you know you're going to bang them anyway, I'd want to know other things.
Yeah.
After the sex.
I mean, you know, shower, are you in the same? So then he goes, the burden is all on him.
Yes.
He's like, how do you think our life would look? Where would we live? Like, and he's like, she's like, I don't want to leave Minneapolis permanently. I love you and I want to be with you. Maybe we could be by Midwestern. We can figure it out. But we're fully committed to each other. Indeed, till death do us part. And you could see her be terrified. She was terrified of the till death do us part.
I'm telling you, she was looking forward to husband number four.
No, I just, she said by Midwestern. I mean, but he liked that. She goes, we'll figure it out. And he goes, that's so great. I was like, you're impressed with we'll figure it out? I mean, that's not that.
Yeah, it was like literally nothing.
I know. And he's like, that's what I want to hear.
So then she starts crying, which he loved. This was no Cialis needed. The tears of like, oh my God.
Yes.
She's like, I don't want to cry, but till death do us part is foreign to me. Those words are foreign to me. So this is what really sealed the deal. Every year, I'm alone on my birthday, and I don't want to be alone anymore. I want to do it. Can you help me through that? But if you need help, you don't like him enough.
Yeah, she's like the damsel in distress. So she was playing the damsel.
And he loved it. And he scooted closer, and she has tears, and he's like, it's okay, I got you. I want to do that. I want to. We'll do it. And she's like, sometimes she's telling him, here's the thing, people let you know how they are. Immediately, it's up to you to believe them. That's it. People tell you. She goes, sometimes I want to sabotage things that are so good, but I really love being with you. You know, and it's like, she's telling you.
Yeah, she's self-sabotage.
I'm going to sabotage this.
Yeah, she's a fuck-up.
She's going to fucking burn it to the ground. To me, that's my
take. Leslie, there's a reason.
What do you think, Joe? Is she going to burn it to the ground?
I think it's burnt already.
Right.
Yeah.
So then she goes, he goes, I'm ready. I'm ready for intimacy that goes beyond a physical connection. And he goes, Trista gave me advice.
Yes, Joe. Joe's like, what's intimacy? Joe.
That's Dr. Shamau.
Look at Joe.
Dr. Shamau is the same way.
That's like an oxymoron.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You
well,
love
for
your,
a guy, it is.
But you love your Margaret because she makes you laugh. You're proud of her.
Of course.
She's a hard worker. That's
excellent.
Beyond just physical. This is
yes.
you picked a very specific gal.
I did.
And that you love who she is.
Joe, you're not just about me, you know, banging your brains out.
I mean,
you?
That's fun.
I like that part, though.
That's fun.
No.
But that's important, and I think that keeps the marriage happy.
No, it does. It does keep the marriage happy.
I think you do need that. That is important.
We need our – it's great we have a sexual connection, but we're connected in so many other ways.
But you're
Joe,
pals.
What do you say? Now I'm going to embarrass you. What do you say on the couch when we're laying there?
Say?
Oh, baby, baby.
No, you know, no. What do you say? Margaret, you bring tears to my eyes.
Well, you do every so often.
You do?
Yeah, she does.
Why?
She's so special / doting / attractive / whatever. And just add the adjectives.
That's what this is, though.
That's what Joe is. We sit on the sofa. He rubs my little face.
That's really
right,
nice.
Joe?
Yeah.
As we're watching, you know, TV.
You can tell. I have to say it comes across.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
You can tell. And you can't fake that.
Nope.
That's nice.
No, we're a happy little duo.
And you're pals.
Yes.
That's true.
But that's why I know she's looking for husband number four.
That's right. Yes, you're right.
Yep, for sure.
So then he goes, Trista gave me advice. Gary, you have to find someone you can't live without, not someone you can live with. So, and then he goes this, I think you're the one. You're it. I think you're the one I can't live without. I have to have you in my morning coffee. I have to have you in bed at night. I think no one else that I would rather figure out you out with, all of this out with. I am all in on this. I'm 100% committed to you for the rest of my life.
I mean, if I was her, like if he said that to me and she was like really into him, I would have jumped on his lap. I said, I'm madly in love with you. I can't believe
it. Oh my
gosh,
she
I would have immediately said, "Is like you're not going out with Teresa tomorrow. You tell her right now.
That's right.
That's what I would have said, right, Joe?
Yep.
She
packed your bags.
She did not.
She didn't do that.
She didn't even look glowing.
No.
And then she goes, I do feel like Gary is my person. Okay, why did you say do? How about like Gary's my person?
Yeah, exactly. You know, now that I think about Leslie, she's dead to me.
Yes! I do feel like Gary's my person.
Yeah,
this
Leslie.
Will be your first New Jersey Teresa that you're rooting
yeah,
for.
Yeah, by the way, I think that's what upset me, because when I found out she was Teresa from New Jersey, I was like, we don't need another Jersey Teresa.
I know, now we're rooting for her. This will be the redemption tour.
This is the redemption tour of a Teresa. Even though her lipstick looks like Marlene's that I don't like, I just...
Yeah. The redemption tour.
But you know what else that what I liked about Teresa? I liked her grandchildren.
Me too.
Yeah, they were nice.
And I liked her daughter.
Yes, and I liked her daughter, and I liked her family.
Yep.
So Teresa has really redeemed herself.
Agree to agree. So then she goes, well, I do feel like Gary's my person. I'll be sad when he leaves. But she wasn't glowing. And then he goes, is it hot in here? It's 70. She goes, turn it to 69. You loved that. I know that was
yes,
your favorite part of the episode.
Yes, that was
so then they
little joke.
Cut out, and the thermostat is in the morning. It's at 69 degrees. We had a great night. We didn't get enough sleep. We had a nice start to the day. We went to bed at 2:30 or 3, but we talked about everything. Did we have sex? None of your fucking business.
That's what
we had a lot of laugh. I'll miss you until I see you again. She says, he's like an old shoe. He's comfortable, and he fits so well. I didn't want to say goodbye. If you've fucked Prince, and you were married to a hot chef, and you're calling this sweet, gorgeous gentleman who's
an old shoe.
An old shoe. You're taught you do not want to marry, and you don't want to. You didn't enjoy sex, and you don't want to be with an old shoe.
No,
no.
No one wants to be an old shoe.
I don't never call you an old shoe.
No,
no. Sometimes a sock.
No.
But like that to me says everything.
I agree.
He's an old shoe.
You know what, Leslie? You're going to stay single.
Yeah.
No, she won't. Nope. No. I'm sorry.
She's been single. She's been crying.
Okay. She'll find somebody.
You're right. After this, she'll find somebody.
Because this will make her popular.
Right.
People will recognize her.
Right.
She'll go to the little dingy bars that she goes to, and guys will go, aren't you the one from...
Right.
That's
right.
It. She'll hook up.
Though Leslie does need a little face. And I'm not insulting her. She's a beautiful woman, but she does need a little facelift.
Okay. That's exciting. I like everything.
I'm handing out the plastic surgery.
I'm very
proud of women on that show did have work done.
They look great.
They look amazing.
A few had too much.
I mean, you know.
Listen, we can critique it because I've had a lot of plastic surgery.
Good for you.
So it's okay.
Good for you. Is there any that you regret?
No.
Great.
I'm happy.
What's your favorite?
I'm thrilled I got a face. I don't know. You know, I love them all. But I love that I did my face. But, you know, my boob lift really physically made me feel better because, listen, I love that I could look in the mirror and feel like I don't look as old anymore. My boob lift was fantastic because it made my boobs smaller.
Yeah.
And they're perfect.
Oh, you hated it.
Not my favorite.
Yeah, but I love that they're smaller
I get
and
it.
Higher and I can fit into
you
my
look
clothes.
Great.
Thank
I understand.
You.
Look, everybody do whatever you want.
Yes.
And but it is. It's fun that you, like, if you want to, you can. Like,
exactly.
And it makes you feel good.
Yes.
Why not? Why
for
not?
Sure.
Well, why don't we take a quick break and we'll be right back with Teresa. It's the fantasy suite time. What is your fantasy?
Television.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. We've just left. He is literally, were you screaming as much as when he said, you know what? She told me if you find someone you can't live without and you're it. It was like, what are we doing here? He just ended the episode.
I know. I was like, that's it. He's not even going to go on the date with Teresa and he's going to tell Jesse, forget it. I'm marrying Leslie.
We've seen that before where it's like, I don't want to go on the other date. Like he.
Now, by the way, I've never seen that because since I was the rookie last year.
Yeah.
And that's turned out okay?
No, it's never turned out okay. It's never turned out well. I think it's also when somebody's that in, it is almost like the horny chemical, like it's almost too frenzied.
Yes.
So here he is. I'm sure the producers are like, look, we need another episode. Because normally there's three fantasy suites, so maybe they've gone on two and then they call off one.
Yes.
This time it's like, or they'll be the final two, but like, I'm sure they were like, we still have an episode and a half to go. You have to go on the date.
Yeah. Do you think like they thought his heart couldn't take three fantasy suites?
I wonder. wonder if, honestly, if they were worried that America couldn't deal. I don't think they realized how big of a – it's the biggest hit they've ever had. And I think that that – like, I bet they regret only doing 8 episodes and not 12. Normally it's 12. I think it's like – and I'm – I hope they can recreate it. It's such lightning in a bottle, the casting, that, like, I hope they – I can't wait to see The Bachelorette.
I know. I can't wait either.
So then – it's about – it's all I want to watch at this
point. How many people do you think had false teeth?
Interesting.
What do you mean?
Like caps?
Like
no, like dentures.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm. Anybody?
I mean, my mom didn't, but my dad did. But he wasn't a healthy guy.
I think the aunt in the first episode did.
So, Joe, you're obsessed with Jimmy Kimmel's aunt. That was like a that was a joke.
But I think I don't know. My mom had no fake teeth. So then she goes, here we go. He's like, here I am. I'm going on a date with Teresa. We're riding horses. And he was like physically present, but emotionally like just gone, girl.
He goes, all I'm thinking about is Leslie and what she's doing.
So because he's horny for the other one.
Yes. He's like, so Teresa, I felt badly for her.
I did. And she handled it like a class act.
I gotta tell you,
I would have had a rage. I am not like that.
I want to tell you, I can admit, I can admit when I can change. I really was shocked to come around. I thought she was warm. She just stayed present. I thought she would have been much more insecure than this.
She was amazing.
She showed up and he's like, she was so excited to see him. She runs around the corner. She was pretty cute. She raced around the corner and she's like, he's like, and he was actually the first bachelor that's calling out how weird it is. He's like, you know what? It's very odd to be have an overnight with Leslie last night, an intimate date with one woman, and then have to compartmentalize. And that is weird. If you've not,
it is.
It's weird.
And that he verbalized. Not if you're a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. He's a man. Joe, you're full of
but
shit.
He's a
I know
sweetheart.
The way.
Listen. When you're dating,
Joe, your age now. Just so you know,
I can remember from when I was young.
Okay.
It's misty, but I remember.
I think also young guys are sort of like that, too. But, like, if you're falling in love, it's weird.
You're full of crap, Joe.
So then she goes...
He got emotional with every single woman, so I think both of you are crazy.
No. The whole thing is I don't believe that. I think that's very hard to do if you really care. If you feel like you're falling for someone and then the next day you have to go be with someone
else. Okay, if you're falling for someone, how come you go and tell every one of them, you're falling for them.
I mean, he really did.
He did. He felt.
It's a little extension there.
He did compartmentalize. So then he goes.
I can't compartmentalize.
I know my brother can. I can't. I cannot. My brother absolutely can.
I cannot.
Knowing your brother, yes.
He can. He's just like, this is this.
He's very good at it.
He's like, this is this. This is that. I was like,
I can,
wow.
I can compartmentalize other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I'm going out at night or whatever it is and stuff happened before, I have to put on a happy face.
Me too.
That I could do.
I'm a pro.
Pro at that. We're professionals.
Yeah, I'm a business. I'm not going to bleed my personal shit at work.
No, absolutely not. But my emotional life.
No. So then
I'm not going to do that.
He goes, okay, I have no experience with this. So he starts freaking out.
I think you
and
could, probably.
He was
I could.
Quiet.
You're a sick fuck.
I am a lot of guys.
So I think Dr. Shimawa could as well. So then he's quiet on the horse.
We're getting divorced.
That's why
right
we're friends.
He's
that's
super, like, yes, yeah, you and Shimawa.
You like Dr.
You and
Shimawa.
You and Shamwam. You and Shamwam. So they were quiet on the horse, super quiet. And she actually, he's like, it's been a tough day. I have no roadmaps. These two beautiful women, two charming women. So she actually, I thought, was kind and quiet. They get off the horse. She's like, you were very quiet on the horse. You have to know how much I care about you and love you. And I can see a life with you. And he's like, he says, I've worked hard at staying open-minded. And he goes, I understand. He goes, part of me, she was the ideal woman for me, was Teresa, but all I keep thinking about is what is Leslie doing right now? And he's worried that he's maxed out his relationship with Teresa, that they've had very similar lives, but they're not moving forward. It's more the past. They're not exploring new grounds. They just bonded over having lost a spouse. So he's trying to commit to being open-minded, but he was like the walking dead. He was zombie in the building.
Yeah, he was out of it. I mean, he had a sex hangover, I think.
If he hadn't had sex since the tone A, like...
Yeah, exactly.
So then he goes, but with Teresa and I, we have so many similarities. So then he's like, basically like, okay, get back in the game, Gare Bear. So he goes, they go for dinner. He's like, okay. He's just trying to ask questions. He's like, so you have a career. Can I ask you? She's like, yes, please ask me about that. This is where it started clicking in.
Yes.
Turns out, he's like, okay, when am I not going to do it anymore? Well, I'm not sure. I'm a security stocks and bonds trader.
Trader, yes.
I was a homemaker, and I decided to buy a stock, and then I became a day trader. And then I got 30, I beat out 30 college graduates to get the job that she has, and then she's excelled. And then she has, what did you say, seven?
Seven security licenses.
That's phenomenal.
Yes.
That is. Teresa's smart.
Yes. And she's like, I got the job, and look, I decided if I didn't have a man in my life, I'm going to continue to work. He's like, you could see that woke him, that pulled him out of his sex coma.
He might have been scared at that.
I think he liked it, that she was more than sort of this happy, depressed grandmother that's hanging out.
Not that there's anything wrong with this, but Leslie's, aerobics instructor.
Yeah.
And not that there's anything wrong with that.
And a good one.
Yes.
She is.
But I like that in a weird way that Teresa's also been, quietly confident about it. She didn't just shove it in his face.
No.
She waited. She waited till he asked, and she's like, yeah, I'm kind of a badass.
Yeah, and she's quite confident.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I was like, okay, Teresa,
Good for you.
Good for you. And I started to be like, okay, maybe I was too harsh on this.
Yes, me too.
So then he goes,
And you too, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He goes, I am totally impressed. To start a business and a work life, I had no idea how responsible you are. He goes, I'm looking at someone who really has their shit together. She's like, look, I'd given up, and that's why I figured I wouldn't find anyone anymore, and I decided not to date. And then somebody said, you should apply for this show. And I realized maybe the reason that I didn't meet somebody before was because I was meant to meet you. I haven't been with anyone since my husband passed. And
he liked that. Popping, yeah. And,
he liked that. And he's like, look, it's important to me, but I'm open to this. And he goes, do you ever talk to Billy about this? Her ex-husband, her
dead husband.
Her dead
Does
husband.
He talk, like, into
and he go, and she goes, do you talk to Tony? And he goes, yeah, I do. I talk to Tony. And I think, what do you think about this? So then, lo and behold, he gives her the overnight suite card. They pull out the key. She goes, yes, 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 yes. They start kissing. And he goes, I'm so glad I stayed open-minded. I might have missed the opportunity of a lifetime to meet the person like I'm supposed to spend my life with.
I know. Do you believe? I mean, this guy, 24 hours, he's supposed to spend his life with Teresa.
Little flip-flop in there.
I mean, hooray. So then they go, and they seem actually like, whereas the other person, Leslie, only asked, when was the last time you had sex? Here they are. I felt like a husband and wife were going to I think the fact that she had her own things going on. Mm-hmm. She wasn't just waiting like Miss Havisham being lonely doing duck lips with her grandchildren. No, she actually has her shit together. She's just doing her thing. And I felt they actually are kind. I cannot believe I'm saying this. I was like, they're actually pretty cute together. I think they'd be happy. I think they would have a happy life forever.
Yes, and they were, they were cuddled up on the bed. They were very adorable.
She was dressed like Paige DeSorbo at her birthday party with no pants on, which everybody's doing now. But to see her, and it was like seeing me in my second grade Capizio, leotard.
Like
a little ballet leotard. I was like, huh, that's a wild. I mean, good for you. It was just weird to see.
It's very New Jersey, truthfully. It's 70 years old. That's very New Jersey.
That's fun. I felt like he was like, look, I love my grandchildren, but I'll move. I want to be in love. I kind of felt like she was like, look, I want life. And so there they were. And he was like, everything that you said was received. Waking up next to Teresa felt like the first day of the rest of my life.
I know, Joe. They were having the cough in the bed. I'm telling you, I felt like, I think he flipped in 24 hours. I think Leslie's and then they show her drifting off.
Yeah. And they go, he goes, all of the questions, I have chills. All of the questions and trepidations I had were gone. I am crazy about you. I love you. And he goes, and you know how I feel about you. The nice part is I love you. I know from the bottom of my heart. And he goes, in a private moment, I told you everything.
Ooh.
And then he goes, I am in love with both of these women. I've told them both. And we see him just sobbing.
Of course. And then he threw up.
He always looks like he's about to get sick. Although he did ride the roller coaster a lot.
He did. I couldn't have done that. That was impressive.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to do reviews. We're going to do Tweet of the Weeks. And I need you to tell me who you think is going to win.
Mm-hmm. The eagle has landed.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Okay. The moment of truth. Margaret, Joe?
Yes.
What's going to happen? So I think his kids are going to prefer Teresa.
They are.
Now,
they
historically, are. Whoever the family likes is actually the death sentence, where it's like, well, fuck you, Mom. I'm going to pick the other one. I think with an older bachelor, I think his family is going to sway him.
Yes.
Who do you think is going to win? Do you think it's going to be horny? Or that home feeling. Is Teresa his old shoe?
Yes, home feeling. Teresa's going to take it.
And you called that from the very beginning.
I think from the beginning.
From that, they had that cute flash mob day. I liked her then, and then she lost me.
Yes, I think
Teresa's going to pull it.
I mean, and then who's going to be the bachelorette? Joan?
Faith? Or Ellen?
I mean, I hope it's Ellen.
I hope it's Faith.
Faith, I like her. Her personality's not huge.
I hope it's Ellen.
It's Ellen.
Here's why I hope it's Ellen. Because Faith is 60. And I feel like we had a 72-year-old bachelor. I feel like Faith's going to be just fine.
Yeah, Faith is out.
I feel like, Ellen, let's give the same. It's harder for a 70-year-old woman.
Yes.
Let's give a 70-year-old woman the chance to be Cinderella.
Yes, I agree. And Ellen plays pickleball, and
she's
love her.
So
and I got
cute.
A big kick out of her.
Yeah. I feel like a 60-year-old woman can
she's
go
got
find.
A lot of energy.
She did have a lot of energy, and I loved her, and she was adorable.
Well, will you help me pick a tweet of the week?
Oh, of course.
Okay, we're going to do our reviews. Okay, you guys, guess what? My birthday's in 3 weeks, and you want to know what you can get me? A review. We're trying to get to 2750. That's a nice round number. We're at 2450 right now, so 300 stars for 3 weeks, 100 a week. I believe in us. Here's one that we just got. 5 stars. This podcast is pure joy by Every Name Is Already Taken. I love this podcast so much. I love hearing Arden make new friends through her epic recaps, which I think is happening this episode. I am now in too deep with the Bachelor franchise thanks to this group's theories, hot takes, draft picks, and occasional goss. I dread the next pause between Bachelor franchise seasons because I look forward to these episodes every week. I feel so spoiled that we have been getting 2 episodes a week with Golden and BIP running concurrently. Thank you, thank you, thank you for recording them separately and giving us twice the content. Well, we love you guys, and it is our pleasure to do it. And look, if you're going to miss us over the holidays, you can always do our Patreon where we're doing Southern Charm, we're doing Winter House. It's pretty exciting over on the Bravo universe with me, Dr. Banana, and Brendan. Okay, here's another one. 5 stars, circling back to Cry Again by Brooke A.B. I wept during Ellen's segment talking about Roberta in the Women Tell All episode. The 20-something contestants will talk about a breakup after a 6-month relationship and say how it broke them. And then we have Ellen's, as you put it, elegant and dignified interview. I miss her. I miss her a lot. Beautiful. I'm weeping again. Even just reading that, I can't handle it. I've never seen dignity on this franchise. I have so little dignity in my life that, when I see it, it's always a thrill. We also always love when you email us. You can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And by the way, if you win a tweet of the week and if you win the sleep crown, email us your mailing address at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to participate, just tweet or post to us on Threads at Arda Marine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosnier, HOSSNIEH. Hashtag WYATR. And you have a little more time because there's so many things and our recording schedule is banana pants. And let's see, do we have anything? Well, here we go. Sean Gazicki. Oh my goodness. 5 stars. Now I know what it feels like to get a rose. Hi, Arden, Anna, KT Money, and all the wonderful guests. Oh, look, he won the tweet. Okay, we have to connect him with Julie. And it was for a tweet about smelly undergarments. I have to say what a pleasure it has been since I've discovered your podcast. I started listening to y'all starting with the Claire Tatia season. But as for watching, I have been going it alone since the days of Juan Pablo. In my circle, nobody else watched this franchise but me. Occasionally through the years, I'd find somebody to talk about the season with, but it was scarcer than Successful Marriages and Bachelor Nation. Enter Will You Accept This Rose? My life felt complete, courtesy of your podcast. I've also now managed to get other people to watch because they also get to listen to you and your well-curated crew. I am no longer as alone as Wet Jacket Will is destined to be. Sorry, long story short, thank you. A personal highlight will always be Jim Jeffries liking my account handle and tweet, as well as getting Paget Brewster to laugh at something I wrote ever since you appeared on Comedy Bang Bang to talk about your dad's cookie hammer. I've been a fan. I just wish I found Will You Accept This Rose sooner. Sean, what you Sean is what you get. Good job, buddy. All right, let's go back to the tweet of the weeks. Now, whoever wins is going to get a sleep crown pillow. If you guys, they're like it's like a sleep mask and it's like a whoobie. It's like a weight blanket.
I love that.
Oh, wow. Because I have problems sleeping and they're not even a real sponsor. They just said this woman who's worried about my sleep. It's the softest pillow you've ever had. You get a discount one at sleepcrown.com/WYATR. Code
is it good for the
cold golden. It's the best.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut off the
You code. Can cut code golden. What was your question?
Do you use it on the plane?
Yeah, I have a travel one.
Oh my God.
I like the travel one. It's so soft.
How comfortable is that?
It's so cozy. I'm a night owl. So it really kind of because you're also like, you don't want to be an adult traveling with like a stuffed animal or something. It's like,
no.
It's like soothing and you look like an adult.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
You can wrap it around your ears. Okay, here we go. I'll probably say 8 tweets. We're going to narrow it down to 2 and they'll pick one.
Okay.
This is from Gretchen. None for Gretchen. Leslie said she liked 69, but when she fucked Prince, she had to 67.
Oh, that was cute.
That was good.
Okay. Okay, number 2, Justin Spade at Justin Spade, ABC equals always bring Cialis.
Oh, I like that one.
This is from Erica at Erica 34 Viewer. Leslie, I don't want to cry. My husband, you should. He likes it. this is from Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Oh, Jesse, Gary and the ladies might have the sex, but yeah, I don't think babies will be made. Why is he being so awkward about the possibility of sex? He's just now having a kid at 45. Obviously, people over 30 bone. Okay. Here we go. Lou Sass at Sir Weird Al. Gary sipping coffee in bed is giving Kermit sipping tea vibes. And
that's so funny.
Here we go. Final one. Alex at Jewel Tone Champ. Gary, we're rappelling down a 180-foot cliff. Leslie, Gary, okay, well, 170 feet, which brings us to the theme of our date, which is size doesn't matter. All right, I'm going to say final two. I like 67.
I like 67
and like, ABC.
Okay, great. Okay,
do final you like
two.
That one or
oh, those are the two
always
I like.
Brings Cialis.
Okay, so we have Justin Spade at Justin Spade. ABC equals always bring Cialis. Or Gretchen at None for Gretchen. Leslie said she liked 69, but when she fucked Prince, she had to 67. 67 or Cialis. Margaret.
I like always bring Cialis.
Joe.
67.
Ooh, boy. Okay.
You're the tiebreaker.
Okay, do you want a tiebreak? Okay, I'm going to say Gretchen at None for Gretchen. Leslie said she likes to 69, but when she fucked Prince, she had to 67.
There you go.
I like it. Okay.
Okay, Margaret and Joe, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you? What would you like to promote?
Oh, my God. I absolutely thank you so much, Arden. First of all, everybody could find me at The Real Margaret Josephs on Instagram.
Yes.
Because as opposed to the fake one. And, you know, if people don't realize on the show, because everybody said to me, I don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Do people know that? I don't know why people don't realize that. So I did come out with a mocktail line called Soiree.
That's so fun.
Yes. And it's fantastic. So everybody go on drinksoiree.com.
And for the holiday season.
And for the holiday season.
I think a lot of people. Or there's people who got sober and they
choose not to drink. Or
whatever.
But you could also spike it. It doesn't taste like alcohol.
Great.
We have four amazing flavors. They're elevated. They come in a can.
That's so cool.
We're selling stores in New Jersey right now, Byright and Gary's, which is kind of funny.
Obsessed.
But you could also get it online. We'll do a code VIP20.
Great. Yes. That's so great.
And it's vegan.
Joe.
And it's vegan.
And Joe's a plumber in New Jersey. Boy, I'll tell you what. I've renovated my apartment. You want to be married to a plumber.
There you go.
Plumber's number one on the call sheet.
Yeah, yep. Plumbers. No,
we are.
Plumbers are expensive.
Oh, I know.
So if you
and
could,
we're picky.
I almost called you. And I was having.
Why didn't you?
I think I needed. It was somebody that had to be through my contractor, but I almost called you.
So what?
I should have.
You should have. Because then I would have just told your contractor he has to use me.
I should have.
It's so easy.
Oh, my God.
All our friends called Joe.
Okay, next time. Next time.
Okay.
Okay. And I just want to say, first of all, I have two things. I have a movie coming out on Amazon.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's called Step Aside. I'm the lead. It's a dance-off movie. It's like Bring It On meets Best in Show. I'm like,
Oh, my God.
It's really fun.
Bring It On meets Best in Show. Unbelievable.
Can't wait.
It's really fun. So that'll be out in December. I'm not exactly sure the date. I think it's December 1st, but who knows? But you have to watch it. Okay. Also.
Did I see the preview for that? Is it possible I saw the preview?
I don't think yet.
No?
I don't think yet. I play I'm a Nightmare, and I got a routine, you guys. Also, okay, so we're doing a live show at San Francisco Sketch Fest. It's official. I can announce it.
That is tremendous.
Saturday, January 20th. Me, Dr. Banana, Katie, Aaron Foley, Jack Keese, who is at the live show.
I like Jack Keese.
Yeah, he's funny.
Great, Jack Keese. Lori, but also from, you know, he's on Paradise right now, Brayden from the Bachelor franchise, from Charity Season, Brayden with the earrings, he will be flying up and joining us, and Doug Benson. So get your tickets now. Saturday, January 20th, it's going to be at San Francisco Sketch Fest. What a lineup. And I cannot thank you. Margaret and Joe.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love seeing you. Until next time. My name is Arden Ray. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you.
BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.